And a big show is on the radio. All right. We got everybody around the microphones. You got a part, Randy? You need a microphone?
No, I don't need a mic.
Thanks. All right. We got our scripts. Everybody quiet on the set and
welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Patrick and Sister Mary. As our story opens, Gerald Spanky O'Toole is just opening up the Harry the Dog pub in Dublin, Ireland.
Oh, top of the morning to you, Spanky.
Howdy there, Patrick. How long did doctor say you had to wear them shoes?
Here now, I like me shoes.
Uh-huh. You leave the matching braces at home, did you? Last time I seen a pair of legs like that, there was a message tied to one of them.
Here now, why you gotta be so mean?
Truth hurts, don't it?
So you pouring yet?
If you're paying, I'm pouring.
Fair enough. Sure is a beautiful morn.
That it is. And don't spoil it by trying to make small talk with me.
All right, Chuckles. Not that I don't enjoy your company, but would you mind if I took me drink outside and sipped it in the sunshine on that bench out front?
You shouldn't sneak off with me glassware, would you?
I'd take something a bit nicer than this jelly jar-looking thing. Make me turn to petty thievery. Look, I'm just gonna be right outside the door here.
What?
No. Why don't you go pick up lunch at the pizza place? Rub me nose in it proper. All right, go ahead. Don't be trying to make conversation with people as they walk by. I'm trying to attract business.
That's depressing. You wouldn't sneak off with me glassware, would you? Don't flatter yourself, you big dumb buzz killer.
Oh, you heard that!
Sorry.
Hey, you talking to yourself, are you there, sonny?
Hmm? Oh, morning there, your holiness.
Sister is fine, son. I'm just a nun. I ain't a pope.
Oh, I'm begging your pardon. Beautiful day, ain't it?
And how would you know? Just look at yourself. Not even 10 o'clock in the morning. Here you are numbing your senses with the demon rum.
Tain't rum, it's whiskey.
Aye, it's the devil's Gatorade. And it'll be the death of you one day.
Could y'all keep it down out there? It's like the UN.
Here now, sister, don't the church turn a kindly eye.
What? I'm sorry. I think your lips are numb. I can't understand a word you're saying.
I said here now.
I thought that's what you said.
Don't the church turn a kindly eye on the occasional nip?
Maybe so, but I don't. Trust me, lad, the sooner you pull yourself away from whiskey, the better.
But, have you ever tried it yourself?
Certainly not.
Well, now, ain't that kind of like writing a bad review? When you ain't even seen the play?
What in the world are you talking about?
That's a damn good question.
Well, it seems to me that even if you continued to be opposed to drinking whiskey, you'd have a more convincing argument if you actually had some experience with it. Come on in, and I'll buy ye a glass.
You're out of your mind. I ain't setting foot inside the den of... I don't know. I think I want to say iniquity.
Oh, then have yourself a pull off mine. I ain't got nothing contagious.
Oh, and you'd love that, wouldn't ya? Me standing here in my nun's habit, sharing sips with a stranger like I was one of them little chippies over there on Hanover Street.
You're not giving me a whole lot to work with here, sister.
All right. Supposing you was to get the bartender to pour me a little taste of that whiskey into a teacup. That way, if anyone was to come by, they'd think I was just sharing a cup of Earl Grey with an acquaintance.
Fair enough, but don't move.
All right.
I'll be right back. Yes, indeed. This could be a mighty interesting morning. Hey, Spanky, I'll take a refill. Could you pour another small one into a teacup for me?
Ah. Oh. Is that nun hanging around out there again?
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy's International Playhouse.
Where y'all going later?
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old Mother Superior say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold it, dollar."
Good morning. You got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery. Sean Connery.
And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is, I can't start my day without listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Good morning, a big show is on your radio. Coming up on the easiest way for you to join the winners, the current events quiz. Take C, you will win.
Woohoo!
All right, Dan, we'll give it away in minutes.
Oh, boy. Sorry. Talk, Billy.
He said, talk, Billy. Oh, I can't just translate it. I have to actually say. What he's trying to say, and he would if he wasn't afraid that food was going to fall out of his mouth, is the big show is on the radio.
All right, yeah, ready now. Here we go. Current events quiz. Easiest way for you to join the winners. The big old aforementioned prize bag is up for grabs. We'll take caller 9. You take C, you're going to win. It's that simple. Yep, Billy, what are we dealing with?
Well, how ironic that you're eating, because there's been a major new breakthrough in the field of meat technology.
Meat technology.
And we'll tell you all about it.
That's what I'd major in if there I ever go. Went to college.
Uh-huh.
All right. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We'll take caller 9. We'll play with you, and you should win. Next. Good morning, the big show is right here on your radio where it should be every morning. You ready?
Ready? Okay. Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee!
Yeah! Uh-huh. And we got Grant from Elm City, North Carolina. Good morning, Grant. How's the boy?
I'm fine. Fine, boy. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Doing good. All right, Grant. You should be a winner, buddy. It's all right here. You ready?
Gotcha. Yeah, right. Buddy. Ready to go.
Well, Grant, a group of researchers in London say it may be possible to grow meat the way we grow vegetables.
I mean,
Yeah. The team managed to make chunks of goldfish muscle tissue grow 14% larger over a period of a week, and they did it by soaking the meat in a bath of liquid nutrients extracted from the blood of unborn calves.
Mm. Goldfish, that's good eating.
The head of the effort says this could mean that someday meat could actually be grown in a laboratory. Mm. Now, the story is featured in A, the breakthrough section of Popular Science, B, the strange but true segment of CNN's Technology Today, or C, the cool new toys feature in the latest issue of Crazy Evil Mad Scientist Monthly.
What do you think, Grant?
I believe I'm going to have to go with C.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And no, I won't call him. I know you. We could turn a $6 burger into a $12 burger.
All right, Grant, you got it coming your way, buddy. Jamba Billy Beef Jerky, Bolivar Grilling Sauce, Top Secret Recipes, Canvas Big Show, all right?
Man, that's wonderful.
Good, buddy.
Thank you, fella.
All right, hold on. Jackie, get your information. Good morning. You got the big show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
I didn't see you there. Yeah, this is Professor Merwin Hannaday, head of Big Show Science and History Division, and you're listening to two boys who are destined to be history. John Boy and Billy on the Big Show. When I say there'll be history, I didn't mean to apply a negative. I simply meant that they'd what did I mean?
morning. The Big Show is on the radio. So, Bradshaw has started a list of potential new friends. I'm looking over. Let me see. Sloopy, my ex-brother-in-law, is on the list. What's he in charge of?
He's your party buddy. You know, share the hair, that sort of thing, moving around.
Share the hair.
He'll take his hair off in a heartbeat, won't he?
Yeah. Share the hair.
Now, Wayne. Who is Wayne? You have him in charge of transportation.
Yeah, Wayne was a truck driver that called in and offered for you to ride up front in a semi. Drives all over the Southeast. Listens to the show every day. How you doing, Wayne?
What about Gerald from Gastonia?
Gerald's the guy at the beach. He was spitting all over my back. I was trying to keep off of you that Bill's car's over in Gastonia that soaked my whole back trying to protect you. But
and
what
so
else
what
is he
like, the water boy?
Yeah, had it all over me. It was unbelievable.
We have Clint, truck driver, another truck driver on the list.
Right, that's when the first one gets tired of you and throws you out of the cab. Clint's going to pick you up.
He's going to trail behind us.
Yeah, Clint will be right behind y'all.
Danny the Hollerer. but in case my ooh-wahs go out.
Oh, yeah.
There he is.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You don't think he'd get on my nerves?
Nah, that's why I travel the whole box of BC powder.
I see Dwayne on here. I don't remember Dwayne.
Dwayne is the guy you met at the Yellow Rose that I told you not to talk to. That I ended up basically having to threaten him to leave you alone. You met his grandbabies, his wife, her sister, and three brother-in-laws. I don't know what was going on. Having a birthday party or something.
Mildred and Gene.
I don't mean to laugh.
Tell the story about that.
We were over at the office at Johnny's, and we were in the closet, and Johnny never...
Hold on. No, man, I was going through some old stuff, and Bradshaw found
some
this.
Old stuff. Johnny won't throw anything away. This was from 1987. Uh-huh. And it was something about John Boy the Legend.
It was a long poem.
And about
it was
what a great sweet guy Johnny was, so obviously they didn't know him very well. But they're on there for positive reinforcement to make you feel better about yourself.
Positive reinforcement.
Trying to cover all areas, you know.
Let me see. Midget.
Midget was a little guy that was moving around down at the
really?
Beach. I couldn't keep up with him. Go behind a bar stool, I'd say he's gone. He'd come flying out of there.
Let me
quick
see.
Little devil.
All right, now who is Denny from Disney?
Denny's the guy that when we got our luggage.
When we checked in.
It was helping Billy down there. Yeah.
That's a cool outfit.
Oh, yeah.
He's got checked all the keys, made sure all your keys worked when you were so irritated at me for something I didn't do. Remember that? Denny's checking the keys. We got all kinds of stuff going on outside.
He called everybody Billy, didn't he?
Yeah, he's looking for Billy.
James?
Mr. James.
It's like being checked into a hotel by Mr. Bean or something.
Let me see. You got two Larrys down here.
The one Larry was the guy up at Grove Park that
the guy from Tennessee.
Past weekend,
yeah.
The guy from Tennessee. I mean, that guy, he wasn't about to go down.
Larry's a perfect Big Show fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got Larry the recorder. Remember,
oh,
that was
right,
going to
yeah.
be your friend for you to record your thoughts on. And we had a 15-second tape, so we've got to get a shorter tape because the thoughts didn't last quite 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah, you named my recorder Larry.
If we can teach Larry how to drive, buddy, we're in business.
And I notice here, Jack Rayford.
That's Jackie and Rayford's son.
That
they were going to have down in Orlando when we were down there, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Don't do that, Jackie. Imagine a little black kid with white hair on the playground bothering people, annoyed at the monkey bars.
I told her we're behind her, though, you know, all the way. She wants to do it. I'll be right there for her.
So what is Jack Rayford's, Jackie and Rayford's son's title?
He's in charge of interracial development.
As you see, this stuff don't have a lot of thought goes into.
Yeah, I got too much time on my hands, obviously.
I live for that list.
All right. Well, hang on to it. Let's see if we can add a few more future friends this weekend in Nashville.
I don't think that'll be a problem at all.
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. If you loved Old Brother, Where Art Thou, then this should be amusing to you.
Come
coming soon to a theater near you. Ike Turner, Jesse Jackson, and James Brown star in Soul Brother, Where Art Thou?
Who voted you the boss of this here outfit?
Well, naturally, I thought the one with the capacity for abstract thought.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly.
Well, I'm voting for yours truly, too. Delmar?
Ha! I'm with you fellas!
Ha! It's an epic journey across the Old South.
So, what do the devil look like?
Well, Pete, there's all manner of lesser imps and demons, but the great Satan himself is red and scaly with a bifurcated tail and carries a hayfork.
Also featuring Red Fox and Whitman Mayo.
Hey, Fred, ain't you gonna press the flesh?
I press your flesh, you nerve-wracking mother grabber. We ain't one at a time, and we mass communicate. I'm the man of constant sorrow, lots of trouble everywhere.
The critics are raving about Soul Brother, Where Art Thou? But don't pay any attention to them. Go see it anyway. Soul Brother, Where Art Thou? From Revco Embassy Pictures. Starts Friday at a theater near you.
It's there at the Woolworth!
Good morning, the Big Show is on the radio. Hang over your local news, weather, and sports.
This is His Royal Majesty King Vidor, slayer of the Visigoths, destroyer of the Mongol, and aggravator of the Ottoman Empire. Oh, listening to my two royal jesters, those gap-toothed barbarians, John Boy and Billy, on Ye Old Big Show. Arise, Sir Lord of Beef! Arise, Duke of Ellington! Arise, Water of Ten! Essence of Myrrh! Milk of Magnesia!
Good morning, everybody. Big Show's on the radio. We're headed toward your last chance to play and win today. That'd be Stoopy Quiz.
Yeah.
I did. Well, hang on. Stoopy Quiz is close.
Yay.
All right, y'all, listen up here. These are actual comments left on Forest Service registration sheets and comment cards by backpackers completing wilderness camping trips. A small deer came into my camp and stole my bag of pickles. Is there a way I can get reimbursed?
What are you going to do about it?
Escalators would help on steep uphill sections.
Well, that's John Boy's trip to the National Park.
Another one. Instead of a permit system or regulations, the Forest Service needs to reduce worldwide population growth to limit the number of visitors to the wilderness.
We'll get right on that. That's a little convoluted, ain't it?
Trails need to be wider so people can walk while holding hands. Trails need to be reconstructed. Please avoid building trails that go uphill.
Ah, Johnny filled out two cards.
It's kind of tough in the mountains.
Yeah.
Too many bugs and leeches and spiders and spider webs. Please spray the wilderness to rid the area of these pests.
There you go.
Can somebody spray the wilderness?
Too many spiders.
That's why I couldn't be a forest ranger. It wasn't my first choice occupation.
Scared of spiders.
Scared of bugs and spiders, right, yeah, and bees. Yeah.
That, and you found out that they actually work.
Please pave the trails so they can be plowed of snow in the winter.
Well, there you go.
Here's another. The coyotes made too much noise last night and kept me awake. Please eradicate these annoying animals.
Stupid.
Need more signs to keep area pristine. A McDonald's would be nice at the trailhead. The places where trails do not exist are not well marked.
Hello.
And finally, too many rocks in the mountains. Good morning, everybody. Got the Big Show on the radio. Here it is, your chance to join the winners. Only thing between me and you and that prize package is air and opportunity.
I did.
Yay. Right now, it is stupid quiz time. Who wants to play me in 4th, 5th, 6th grade level educational material? Call or 9-1-800-BIG-SHOW. I'll play you next. Good morning, the Big Show is on your radio.
Ask me.
Have you seen Junior's grave?
Who's that now?
Good morning, Marcy. Marcy.
What's up?
All right, let's see who I'm playing this morning. We got Kim from Augusta, Georgia. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, thank you. Are you at work, Kim?
No, I'm not.
All right, hanging around the house?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather not say.
Normal surrounding, where you think, right? All right, cool. Well, I got a touchtone phone. Touch a number for me, Kim. That's the way you chime in.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Oh, there you go. See, now, you think you know the answer. You must do that, all right?
Any button.
And I got the bell. Yeah, any button, because you got to chime in like that. All right. No. Okay, all right. Well, let's go.
All right, let's do science class.
Science!
Oh, my God!
Science!
If you are, this is multiple
Another
choice.
Another well-prepared lesson.
Multiple choice, okay.
If you are aerophobic, what are you afraid of? Is it?
Whoa, Kim, right off the bat.
Afraid of height?
No.
Afraid of heights?
No. That's acrophobic.
Is that right?
Acrophobia is
afraid of heights. Wow, you were close, Kim.
Like the acrobats.
Afraid of space.
You might have waited for those choices. Remember, she said multiple choice.
That's right. Kim,
you're afraid of heights.
Let's wait for the choices now, Kim, okay?
Okay.
Since we both missed.
Right.
Okay, now.
Okay. All right. Choices are A, flying, B, birds, C, heights.
Johnny.
Yeah, it's heights.
No, that's exactly what she said.
Oh, man!
but good to wait on the choices.
I bet it's flying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, let's see if she gets it right, yeah.
Well, I just told her what it was.
She just told you what it wasn't. It didn't stop you in it.
Yeah, maybe she'll blow it, too. Give her a shot.
So she got it right.
Yeah, I guess she got it right.
Mm-hmm. Flying.
All right, Kim, you're up 1-0.
English.
Okay.
English.
Identify the adjective in this sentence. It is the final day of the competition, so we will see who wins today.
It is the final day.
Competition.
So we will see who wins.
So we will see who wins.
Hit the bat.
So.
No.
No.
Oh. But.
So no. Kim, you got a shot at it.
Okay, read it one more time.
Okay. Oh. It's the final day of the competition, so we will see who wins today.
Wins?
No.
Explain what an adjective does. And let me see if I can get it.
An adjective?
It's a descriptive word. It describes another word.
Yes.
Today.
No. How does today describe anything?
Competition?
No. Competition is a noun.
I don't have a clue, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Try final.
Final?
Yeah. Final tells what kind of a day it was.
Just whatever. Just give it a shot.
Final.
Say final.
Final.
That's right.
Yes.
I started to say that.
Oh, shut up.
Heart. But you did.
Aww.
Kim is still leading 1-0.
All right.
Geography.
Geography.
It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'll wait.
Listen.
For the multiple choice.
Okay. All right.
In what country can we find the Costa del Sol? Is it A, Mexico, B, Spain, C, Argentina?
Oh. Go ahead, let Kim go at it.
Spain?
That's right.
Yes!
Spain.
Del Sol, Spain.
Costa del Sol.
All right. Yeah. Kim, you're up on me 2-0 now. One more, and you win.
U.S. and world history.
U.S. and world history.
Multiple choice. How many original constitutional amendments were included in the Bill of Rights? Is it A, 7, B, 10, C, 16?
Kim.
Ooh. 10?
Yes.
10 is correct. 10. Woo!
Johnny, this is not going to look good on your permanent record.
Oh, man, Kim, you skunked me, baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Jackie, get your information.
Thank you.
Man, I request a bit of the morning. That's what's coming up next. Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. Let's see. Come on, we're going toward our classic bit of the morning. Mary from Columbia, South Carolina, your request is coming up next. Good morning. The Big Show is on the radio. Classic bit of the morning time. Mary from Columbia, South Carolina, says she loves the morons of the Mid-Atlantic to pick out an episode for. So here you go. The open sea, the blue water, the salty air, the roll of the waves. My first mate barfing over the edge of the boat. Hey, Spanky, that's not what I meant when I said heave to.
Serves me right. It's what I get for eating breakfast off the back of a truck under the bridge.
Well, you said you were ready for life on the high seas.
I've been practicing. Been sleeping on a shelf in the closet. Eating cold ravioli and Spam out of the can twice a week. Throw the cat into the pool and yell, man overboard. Uh-oh. Sounds like the tide's getting ready to go out again.
Your barfing is scaring all the fish away. Take something for your stomach.
Yeah. There's nothing in here. Looks like you forgot to pack the Guts Be Calm tablets again.
I forgot. Do I have to think of everything? I might as well be at work. Could you at least stand on the other side of the boat?
Why?
Your big old head blocks the sun. You know I freckle.
Oh, my guts are killing me.
All right, let's go back to the marina and get some for your little tummy ache. You whiner. It's my first fishing trip, and you're ruining it. Hey, Gilligan, did you put the right kind of gas in the boat?
Yes, stupid. You have the engine tuned up?
Yes, I have been on a boat before. Hey, did you weigh anchor?
Yep. 150 pounds.
Who's writing your material, Randy? Well, that's a problem right there. Just get the anchor up. Well, what are you waiting for?
For you to help me. It's heavy.
You big baby. What was I thinking when I made you first mate? You're terrible. Get out of the way. Boy, that is heavy.
You big baby. What were you thinking when you made yourself skipper? You're terrible.
All right. Just use the winch.
We left Jackie and Tater ashore, genius.
Not the winch! The winch! The winch! This is just a nightmare!
There you go, Captain Crunch. The anchor is weighed. Let's go.
Oh, great. We're stranded.
Well, skipper, what are we going to do now?
Swim?
You're going to swim 20 miles. You can't get out of the bathtub on your own.
Radio to Coast Guard?
With what? You had that taken out to put that CD player in.
Well, maybe it's not as bad as we think. Swim under the boat and check it out.
Me?
Hey, I'm doing all the thinking here. You want me to get wet, too?
Well, what if there's sharks in the water?
Don't worry. Sharks never eat anything bigger than they are. Keep your head underwater and you'll be fine.
Why, I oughta.
I wonder if Jacques Cousteau had these kind of problems.
Well, big boy, the props are tore up pretty bad.
What was it? Fishing net? Floating mine? Giant squid?
Nope. License plate.
What the? Big gun. Hey, this is my license plate for the trailer. Where'd you get this?
Off the trailer. You forgot to unhook the boat, you jackass.
Go!
Thanks for doing all the thinking.
Well, there's only one thing left to do.
Die from dehydration and wait for the seagulls to eat the eyes out of our skulls.
No, we'll man the lifeboats.
What lifeboats? You spent all your money on them stupid fishing team shirts?
Well, we don't need one. Luckily, you wore a hat.
Son of a...
Ha ha ha!
Look, we even have room for my big bag.
Shut up. Don't get salt water on the brim.
Good morning. The Big Show's on the radio. Before we get out of here, let's talk to Hoyt.
Hey, hello.
Hey, is this Hoyt?
All my life. Want to fight about it?
No, not right now, man. John Moore and Billy here.
Hey, what do you say there, you big old hee-haw-looking part Indian, all redneck, no driving son of a gun?
Not much. How's it going?
No, I'm telling you. Delbert's daddy, Reed, has then moved in with us again.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he's having trouble with his wife.
Yep. The clock is winding down on another. Here lately, they don't do nothing but argue. Kind of reminds me of The Simpsons.
Homer and Marge?
No, O.J. and Nicole.
Oh, no. Now, what number wife is Reed up to now? I think I lost count.
Listen here, is number six.
He's been married six times.
Five, seriously.
Well, what's the problem this time?
Oh, they've been arguing lately about whether or not it's all right to have one night a week out with the boys. He don't think she should.
So, Reed's moved in with you and Delbert, huh?
Yeah, we took him down to Wrightsville Beach last weekend to kind of get his mind off of it. Went down and stayed at this place right around the corner from Johnny Mercer's Pier.
Yeah.
Did some fishing.
Right.
And we went out Friday morning about 6 o'clock and set up right down from this feller way down at the end of the pier. We fished till about noon, went to get some lunch. We come back an hour later, this fella at the end of the dock is still there. He hadn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we started packing up, about 4:30, he was still sitting there.
Fishing.
Stayed there all day long.
Uh-huh.
Next morning, we come out again, same fella sitting in the exact same place. Mm-hmm. We kind of, you know, waved at him, and he waved back. He stayed there the whole time we was there again. We come out again Sunday morning. I'd be doggone if that same son of a gun wasn't set up in exactly the same place and stayed there the whole time he was there that day.
My goodness.
So we went in Sunday afternoon, took a shower, went out to get a beer. We walk in and sit down. Guess who's sitting at the end of the bar? That son of a gun from the pier again. So I walked down there, and I sat beside him, bought him a beer, and we got to talking. I says, you down here by yourself doing a little fishing, I guess? And the feller says, well, no, actually, I'm on my honeymoon.
So
I said, honeymoon? Well, where's your wife? And he says, well, she's back at the motel. I said, well, you've been out here fishing for 3 solid days. Now here you are sitting here drinking in a bar. How come you ain't back at the motel celebrating with your new bride? He says, well, I'll tell you the truth. She's got a real bad case of gonorrhea. I said, that's tough. How come you just don't, you know, go over and lay down with her and hold her real close and, you know, y'all just kind of snuggle up? He says, well, she don't feel up to that neither. She's got a real bad case of diarrhea.
Man.
I says, oh. Well, did you at least give her a nice big kiss before you walked out the door? He says, can't do that either. She's got pyrrhea. I said, my goodness. Gonorrhea, diarrhea, pyrrhea. Listen, if you don't mind me asking, why in the world did you marry this woman? He said, well, she's got worms, too, and you know how I love to fish. There it is.
No, that's what I call a troubled relationship.
Yeah,
right,
but
there.
It cheered old Reed up right quick.
I guess so.
Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and Deborah's got to take him over to the pickup and move some more of his stuff out of the trailer.
All right.
You going to say Goober later on?
Yeah,
well. Well, you tell him I said, duh-huh.
All right.
Y'all know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up, huh?
All right.
Bye.
All right, Bill, I think it's time to go on.
I think so.
I'm tired.
Bitbox is here. All your favorites from 4 decades of The Big Show, 99 cents. Each 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the BitBox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number's 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a wonderful weekend. Hope the weather's nice where you are. Saturday show happens tomorrow. Back at it Monday morning. John Mobility Late Risers podcast up next, wherever you get your podcasts, or at thebigshow.com.